好。
I will see no wizard. Pressure down a bitch, hit the mall for the fit. And we fucking standing up, I'm standing tall in your bitch. I send them bullets at your nigga, I jump wall at your click. When them shooters get the pew, niggas calling it quit. Niggas running, ducking, falling and shit. Don't get involved with this shit because we all with the shit. Well, I'm balling, I'm super lit. My net worth, I quadruple it. This group of chicks so super thick, I might buy her new lubricants. Ludicrous, never so dope. I did it was lucrative. All these pieces of cookie in, I never be broke again. It's a lot of yankin' trying to live that life that Gucci live. They ain't beat that murder charge or kill them folks that Gucci.
Dude. Welcome back to another episode of The Life of Gucci.
Hey guys, I'm Rafi Kabir.
I'm Chris Galvin. In today's episode, we'll be talking about Gucci Mane's career as a rapper
and also his personal life as well. Here's our guest, Christopher Ballard, and Darren Hunter.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
I feel honored to be a part of this great podcast.
So let's get started.
So since you guys are his biggest fans, can you tell me what was his first song and your feeling about that song?
It Is So Icy. It was put on his double album called Trap House, and it's also my first Gucci Mane song I heard.
Yeah, that is his first song.
I don't know much about Gucci Mane, but can you tell me about Gucci Mane's popular songs?
I believe his songs are very popular and really are amazing.
When I work out, I listen to his songs.
So I see both of y'all have a positive view on his popular songs.
Yeah.
In 2009, Gucci signed up with Warner Bros. Record. What impression does it give to his fans?
I hate to interrupt, but being with Warner Bros. Record is a huge thing, actually.
I agree with Rafi. As a fan, I would love to have the impression of being happy for him, and I look forward to his amazing rap songs.
Just amazing. For a person like him, he deserves to be a part of Warner Bros. Record.
So, Christopher Ballard, how do you think about Gucci Mane being in jail so many times?
Even though I am a huge fan of Gucci, I feel like Gucci should have been a better person, and he shouldn't have got himself in jail.
I feel that Gucci would have a much better career if he didn't went to jail so many times in life.
I agree with you. Being in jail goes on your permanent record.
I wish he could have taken a different path.
So what do you guys think about Gucci Mane offering to pay for the reunion, which marked 20 years since he graduated from McNair's High School? Also, he invited anyone to graduate from that school.
That's the part of Gucci I like. He knows deep down, I know deep down that he is a fabulous person.
Gucci!
And there goes Darren's favorite catchphrase.
It never gets old, and what Gucci Mane offered was something big.
Does get old, Darren. Saying Gucci all the time, that does get old, okay?
It's something a big-hearted person would do. I'm proud of you, Gucci, for doing all the things that you did to make you a better person.
There has been a lot of talk about Kasia Kyre. If we could get some opinions about him and her being a couple.
Oh, you really want to know? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, Chris.
Oh, okay. So, you know, I follow her on Instagram, but she's bad. She's bad. She's bona fide bad. If I had a chance to get with her, I would get with her. I promise you. If I had a chance, uh-huh. Oh, boy. What about you, Darren, man? What about you?
She's a pretty beautiful individual. And whatever makes Gucci Mane happy, it makes me happy as well. I mean, Kasia Kyre. It's Kasia Davis now. Put a ring on it.
Yeah, boy, I put a ring on it so quick, boy. I don't know what I would do, boy.
So how do you rate Gucci's personal life?
If I could rate it out of his personal life, five out of five, yeah.
I would rate it 7,000 out of five. I would write it 9,000. It's over 9,000.
Excuse me, sir. It's out of five.
5 out of 5.
Okay.
So thank you, Dan and Chris Ballard, for being with us.
I hate to interrupt, but I have a little more questions. So, what do you think about Gucci Mane's personal life, like, as if, like, you were a fan? Like, how would you see it? Like, if you went to his shows or...
I wish I was him. La la la. I love his songs. I wish that I was Gucci Mane.
Damn. Sometimes we feel like you might be in too much, too love with Gucci.
Sometimes I want to draw an ice cream cone.
You
want
to draw an ice cream cone in your face?
Why?
No. I feel like you might do something else if you're with Gucci. I shouldn't be saying this right now, but I feel like you would. You listen to his music all the time. I understand if you have a favorite artist, but you listen to it all the time. You know his lyrics, almost every single song he has. Now that's a bona fide fan or.
Chris, you had a question.
Yes, tell me, Darren, what does the ice cream cone on Gucci Mane's face stand for?
Well, Gucci Mane Bird. No, so.
What?
So he drew ice cream on his face to signify all the ice on him. So he always wear jewelry and saying amounts of jewelry. So he be like, Bird, because that means he cold. Because
he got too much ice on him.
Yeah, it mean cold. So that's why he just drew ice cream on his face.
Yeah, you know when you cold outside or you be cold in the house, like,
man, Bird. So he got all the diamonds and ice on, you're going to be like, Bird. So it just signify you got all that ice and diamonds on, you got ice cream on your face that says, Burr.
That was really nice to hear. So I was wondering about his how long has Gucci and his wife been dating? I mean,
since last year.
Yeah.
2017.
So, I know that Gucci Mane's, like, a pretty rich guy. So, what do you think about his, quality of life, the cars he chooses, the mansion he's buying, and
he has the money to get it, and to keep it, might as well do it.
Mm-hmm. And he got, three or four mansions.
And I'm telling you, I really like those mansions. I was looking up on the internet his mansions, and those were some really good mansions.
He got like three or four. And
what if you were given the chance to go into his mansion or like a visit to Gucci Mane?
See, look at all the mansions he got.
Stop it. Dude, you can do that. It's an audio one. Stop recording.
So, what did Gucci Mane's wife do before they got
married? Fashion. Perfume.
Perfume?
Yes, perfume.
Perfume? Okay. Perfume, okay.
So, I was wondering something. So, Gucci Mane, when he walks out to do his songs, what do you think might influence him? Like, what elements in life does influence him to put in his song?
I'll take this one. He doesn't want to go back to where he came from. Mm-hmm. Simple. You don't want to, if you started from the bottom, if you're at the very bottom, if you really don't have any money, you don't have a nice house, you could barely buy your food, you could barely pay bills. Mm-hmm. You get somewhere where you can do all that.
So those are the elements he puts in his songs?
Yes, that's why he still does. He does not want to go back.
So he talks about he doesn't want to go back, and now he's having a really great life. So I was wondering, do you think his wife might have influenced him to do a song about her? Do you think that his wife might influence him to do a song about her?
Yes. Money make you handsome even if you're ugly.
So you think his wife really influenced him to do the song?
I think it's this one song that changed, and it was this one song of a Mr. Davis album.
Okay, really nice. So, we know Gucci Mane, he's really rich. Do you guys know any of his personal favorites? Anything he ever mentioned that was really valuable to him?
An ice cream cone chain.
So does he wear it every time he goes out to a concert?
No, he used to.
He used to wear it. Okay. So Christopher Ballard and Eli Hunter. I had a question. So, what do you think? Like, did you guys ever been to a concert of Gucci Mane?
I never came here.
Oh, what about Eli?
No, he never came here.
So, what about out of state? Anytime you guys went out of state?
I went to Atlanta, but
never saw his concert, I guess. So, Gucci Mane's like really, really popular in the rap industry. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's gonna be a next superstar who can like beat him down? But do you think that Gucci Mane's gonna still be on top?
Well, they probably could, but they'll never be a trapper like Gucci Mane. They'll never be a hustler just like Gucci Mane.
Hustler. Well, what do you mean by trapper? What do you mean by trapper? Eli, you
can. Well, he trapped drugs.
Oh, okay.
And then he hustled. He had the hustler mindset, hustler mentality. The name. If he didn't have the hustler mentality, he wouldn't be able to do what he do. He wouldn't be here. He wouldn't be up like he is now. He probably got shot dead.
So, guys, I just want to say a really special thanks to both of you for being in our show. It really helped us. And I want to appreciate Christopher Galvin to be by my side as my host.
Thank you.
And so this is the series finale. I hope that all of you have a great day, a great weekend, and a great life hereafter. Thank you. Dude, kill it.
If your mentor don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. So many feelings, I might can't never go to Canada, but Drake said he gon' put some screens, so let me check my calendar. I just popped me one of them what you callers, and it boosted my stamina. Now I'm fucking, I own a Donald Stuck, guess I just eat Stellantis. Oh man, I already dropped tarantula, fuck a challenge. Damn, these hoes ain't got no manners, bruh. What's the mountains? Wow. I keep throwing rubber bandits up. Ho, pull your panties up, cause you fuck like a granny. Fuck, you're just an amateur. Yeah. Tifa Lee gon' make this cricket just try throw the book at me. I look like half a million worth of heroin when she look at me. But you ain't gotta fuck with me, my nigga. But you stuck with me. But how you call the cops on me, my nigga? You grew up with me. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk, I'm high.